They're getting married tomorrow in Canton, and so I'm going to call and try and mess with her a little bit. There's something wrong with her wedding ring.
Okay, it's 9:54.
And now, here's another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Michelle there, please?
This is Michelle.
Yes, Michelle. So sorry to bother you so early in the morning, but we have a bit of a problem. This is Vincent from Jewelers.
Okay.
It's regarding your rings.
Oh, I can pick them up?
Well, the groom's ring is all finished, looks fabulous. It's great. Just dazzling, okay? Yours won't be available for tomorrow.
But the wedding's tomorrow.
Yes, I understand that. And it's a bit of a problem, but I can get you to pick up the groom's ring.
Well,
and then we'll just have you pick up.
Both of us are in the wedding. I need both rings.
I know. That's why we need you to come down. We're going to have you pick up another piece and another piece for you to wear in tomorrow's ceremony.
What happened to my ring?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just certain circumstances that...
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it just won't be available for tomorrow.
Why not?
Well, Martin, who does all the fittings, he wasn't able to squeeze that one out yet.
So... Isn't there someone else who can do it?
No, he's the best person for the job. I mean, he's involved with your ring, and he's the one, really, that needs to squeeze it out.
Well, he's not meeting deadlines, so what happened to the ring? Like, why isn't it available? Why can't we get someone else to do it?
Yeah, I need you to just come down and pick out another one till yours is available.
I don't want another ring. I want my ring.
Okay, Michelle, here's the problem with your ring. Martin was sizing it, and... Oh, on an accident, he accidentally swallowed your ring.
He swallowed my ring?
Yes.
Why was it near his mouth?
Well, it's a funny situation. He was sizing it, and he sneezed, and it
That's not funny.
It's not really until you visualize it. It went up in the air when he sneezed, and he swallowed it. It's, I mean, one in a million chance.
Like, okay, so what are you telling me about my ring? Where is it?
Well, it's settled in his lower intestines.
Okay, my wedding's tomorrow. And you're telling me that my ring is in some guy's
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? We had to rush him to the hospital. Hello?
Okay. Well, how am I supposed to get it back?
Well, we just have to wait for it to come out and we'll get your replacement ring to wear for tomorrow.
I don't want a replacement. I want my ring.
Oh, you'll get your ring. As soon as it comes out, we'll polish it all up and clean it and get it to you.
What? As soon as it comes out?
Yeah.
I can't even believe I'm hearing this.
I know.
My wedding is tomorrow. My ring's in some guy's Now you're going to tell me you're going to polish it up as if it just fell in the mud.
Okay, I don't appreciate the language. We're trying to rectify the situation.
I don't appreciate my ring being in some guy's My wedding's tomorrow. Maybe I didn't make that clear. What is the deal?
I know it's crazy. Every day after he has lunch and does his thing, we kind of run in there and I'll look for it, see if it came out yet. We'll get you a replacement ring, and you can wear that, and then 2 days later, we'll fix you up with yours, the one you picked, okay?
But my wedding's tomorrow, and I want the ring. I mean, this is an important item in a wedding. Are you with me here?
Oh, I understand. I've been to lots of weddings.
Yeah, but not with a ring.
Okay, well...
What am I... Oh, I can't even believe this.
There's one more thing we could do.
Uh-huh.
If this doesn't work for you, if you don't want to get the replacement ring, we can have you come down. We could tell you that you've been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam, and this isn't really Vincent from Jewelers.
I'm gonna kill you guys. I hate you. You know how stressed I am at this point in the game. Not even funny.
Well, you're gonna have to take it out on your fiance Ryan, since he's the one that set us up to phone scam you.
Are you okay?
I think so.
Your ring is
I'm
fine.
I'm shaking, but I think I'm okay.
Your ring is fine.
Well, that's good. At least it's not in someone's butt.
Well, we do have a problem with the corsage, however.
Okay, well, that's a little different than the ring.
We will scam you. You're home for the phone scam.
Phone scam.
Mojo in the Morning.
On Detroit's hit music leader.
Whoa. The new Q95.5.